Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
11234.
And what would be the first and last name?
Patricia Dancy.
And have you placed an order yet, ma'am?
Well, I put in a complaint, and I'm waiting for a refund, and I haven't heard anything, and I've been calling. I called yesterday, and someone was supposed to return my call. It's fraudulent account, and you guys charged my account for something I did not authorize for November 28th.
Okay, ma'am. And please verify the address.
1853 Coleman Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11234.
Okay. Thank you for that information, ma'am. And I do see that you have the neck massager here. And I do see that the account has been canceled out. And I do see that there is a chargeback on the account.
I'm sorry, what is it?
A chargeback on the account.
Yes, yeah, so why was that? Because I never authorized it. That's the dispute, and I told my bank, and my bank spoke to you guys, and I'm still waiting for that credit.
Same.
Does your record show that I made complaint?
Let's see here. So you would have to give us a call back with the bank on the line, ma'am.
Well, I did all of that already. That's why I'm waiting. I give you guys adequate time to resolve this because you guys spoke to the bank already. And you did it again in December. Did you notice that it was done in November 28th and December again?
Ma'am, the only thing that we see here, the only calls that we have is through the month of January. We don't see any calls for December.
Yeah, but that's when I call and I complain that you guys were not supposed to. I did a survey for Walgreens or CVS, and the product never worked. And I keep calling and ask where I could send back the product, and nobody's responding to me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the customer has to call us. We can't call you unless you're on the callback ratio. If you don't answer whenever we call you back at the callback ratio, then the customer will need to call us back again. We are an inbound call center. We're not outbound. Yes, we did. And it shows customer service, meaning that there was no answer.
When did you give a call back?
Let's see.
Because I called about 10 times on this.
Let's see, we see that there was a call back today.
When today?
Or yesterday.
What time?
It doesn't give me the time, ma'am. It just shows when the call was done.
So when I called yesterday and leave a message, did anybody research what I was calling about?
Well, ma'am, the customer would have to give us The only way that we can discuss the customer's account is if the customer calls. We can't just go on our system and look up your account at random. We would have to have you to call.
What I'm saying, I called yesterday, and when I leave my number and everything, so before someone returned my call, they would have researched, right? So when you call me back, you know what I'm talking. You know why I called, right?
And we don't call the customers back. The customer has to call us back. And if they need to be called back, they press the number 3 to be in our callback ratio.
Yes, I did that. Another stuff. I've been trying to, I don't recognize your company because I don't recognize that name as doing any kind of business with that company. Are you a third party? Who's the company you're for that you charge that money for?
It would be for the third party call center, ma'am.
And what is that?
The vendor's name is on your bank statement, ma'am, but I answer the calls for a third party call center, and I cannot disclose that information any further.
No, it's not on the bank. The bank has the same thing that's on the account. But as I said, I don't recognize that name. I told my bank that because I'm gonna make complaints, and that's why when I spoke to the young man in January, I mean, he's telling me, why do I need to make complaint if they're gonna refund the money, and they did not refund the money as yet.
Well, I do see that you were offered a 50% of a refund, and the customer declined it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to blast you guys all over social media. Let people know that you're fraudulent. Bye.
And thank you for coming.